Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Second date update.
Well, I hate to start things off on a sour note, I already know Brooke is going to be rooting for this second date to fail.
I don't like these things to fail. I want people to find love and have hope.
I don't know much, but the only thing I do know is that one of our listeners, Ronald, went out with a woman recently, and that woman apparently says she does not drink. And Brooke famously hates the sobers.
Not true.
So, Ronald, you have an uphill battle to fight here, my friend, but hopefully you can convince my lovely co-host to go to bat for you. So, tell us about the girl that you want us to call. What's her name?
Her name is Cindy.
Her name's Cindy. And I'm guessing, was she upfront with you about not drinking?
It's a complicated story, but yeah, she was up front. When we met for our first date, we met at a cocktail bar.
Okay. So she's cool being out.
Around
it. Yeah, totally. Because everybody has different levels of sobriety.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that reminder of like, oh yeah, this is why I don't drink.
Yeah, literally.
I just go out with a bunch of annoying drunk people.
Okay. So, I mean, how did that meeting go?
It was a really small cocktail bar. It's like a place you go get one or two drinks. They're pretty expensive.
I know what you mean.
And so when I found out, I was like, oh, should we, you know, go somewhere else? She's like, no, this is great. And I had a drink and she had something, just like a soda water. And,
Brooke, are you okay? Are you sure? She's rolling her eyes as you're speaking.
I am not rolling your eyes.
She's breaking things in half in her
hand. At all. I totally applaud people's life of sobriety. I think that it's awesome.
Absolutely. But if you were on this date, you'd already be four drinks deep.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I'm not a sober person, Jeffrey.
Yeah, not on the date. Not now.
Exactly.
Not at home. Not during your sleep. No. But that's
not
okay. Let's learn a little bit more about sober Cindy. Tell us how it went.
Well, in my head, I was like, we should probably go somewhere else where they have like food. This also, they didn't really have food at this bar.
Right.
This is like a lounge. Okay.
So she was telling me that she's really religious while we're there.
Okay. Is that why she chooses not to drink then, right?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, now okay. Brooke really hates her. What? You believe in the Lord too?
Is that okay with you? Because like, I mean, serious.
Really?
Personally, I probably wouldn't date a super religious person because I'm not a super religious person. And I feel like those are the type of things that you really need to be on the same level with.
It's not my jam either, by and large, but this is going to sound really shallow, too, but she is so attractive.
You're like, oh, absolutely. Let's say grace before we drink. Everyone, let's pray.
So your Jesus relationship depends on how hot she is. I see.
I'm not saying that I would be interested in her if she wasn't an interesting person, but I still feel this way. I'm like, religious? Yeah, okay. It's not what I would prefer, but hey, everyone's got to live their life.
Bro, you're in front of a pretty girl. There's just something inside of you that's just like, keep her attention right now.
Okay, so she's locked you back in with her amazing good looks. Where do you move from after the cocktail bar?
Yeah.
Well, she was like, do you want to do something wild.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What are you guys going to do? You got to go youth group?
Yeah. What's wild for
we're not young enough for that.
What's wild for a sober church girl?
Well, I'll tell you, because I was like, yeah, of course. And she said, we should, this is true, we should go buy a bag of groceries and give it to a homeless person.
No.
Oh, oh God.
That's wild.
And
that's
Brooke awesome. Hates the poor. So
oh,
this
well.
Is, Brooke, are, she's going to want to leave.
This is the date it's from really hell. Cute. I don't want to swear.
That's
you know.
Actually sweet.
Okay.
I mean, it is, but not wild.
As long as you like get the order from the homeless person first. Like you're not like forcing groceries on them that they don't want or something.
What do you
like.
What's
I don't know. Homeless person's like, I'm vegan, excuse me.
No,
or
thank
maybe,
you.
Like, yeah, homeless
you have the
people
gluten-free
can be,
option.
They can be lactose intolerant too, Jeff.
All right.
Were you up for that?
You know, I was. I actually thought it was kind of an awesome idea.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
It is.
It's a good way okay. to bond.
But it was late, so the only place that was open was 7-Eleven.
Oh.
And
okay.
it was fine. There was still some decent stuff in the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, just handing out beef sticks to
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
No, you could still get some pasta there.
Yeah.
You know, like mac and cheese.
Day old yeah. sandwich, whatever. Yeah. You know?
Oh, and like toiletries and stuff.
Oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
That's smart. That's actually good.
So we got this bag. It was like $58 worth of stuff.
All right.
Wow, that's a really nice care package.
And did you pay generous. To like, you know, show off?
I try to pay for everything on the first date.
Good.
Okay.
All
right.
Good, good.
So what happens next?
So we take this bag out and we're just looking around downtown area for a homeless person to give it to. And there was this man sort of slumped over in a entryway of a business.
See, that's more Brooke's type, actually.
Yeah, Brooke's like, oh.
I've made out with one really hot homeless guy.
Okay.
Really hot. Temperature-wise, uh-oh. He was coming down off something.
So you approach him?
He was asleep. And so I was like, there's a stoop here protected from the rain, so we might as well just put this bag here, you know? And she's like, I want to wake him up.
No.
Oh, no. Why would you wake him up?
You slapped him?
Oh, no. What? That's what you went to? Like, at that point, she just, like, what is she wanting? Praise from the guy? Like, why does she want to wake him up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she does wake him up. She won't take no for an answer, actually. And so she wakes him up, and he's like, what? What the, you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, we got this package for you, you know, full of food and stuff. And he sort of, like, glanced over, and he was like, oh, so, you know, he's just, like, sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And she repeated it again, actually. She was like, we got this for you.
What does she want?
Yeah.
And then he said, thank you. And so that seemed to be, you know, that was enough. And we walked away. And she was kind of in a sour mood about it.
Oh, no.
Oh,
a sour mood.
That he didn't, like, cry or, like overreact about it?
Jump up and hug her? Like, what does she want?
I think she thought that she should have gotten more recognition for the gesture.
So that's not typically why you should do good things for other
yeah.
people.
Yeah, so people that just record
but,
it.
So
okay.
you go and you take the food back and you find a yeah. more grateful homeless person yeah. at that point.
I mean, was that a turnoff for you? Because that would have been a turnoff for me.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know if that was real. That's what it seemed like. But, you know, people are very complicated and she could have just been in a strange emotional place.
I hear you saying that she's hot all over again.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you looked past it.
Okay, so how did that night end?
So we didn't kiss or anything, because I also didn't know about, like, religious principles. And so I'm not going to, like, lean in.
Yeah.
So that was it. And I've texted her a couple of times since then. I called her once. I didn't want to be annoying, but I just never heard back.
Did you think that maybe you weren't grateful enough for the date?
Oh, did you text her on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of mistakes that you could have made yeah. here, but we're going to call Sober Cindy for you and try and get your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Before we embark on this holy journey over the phone lines in search of second date salvation,
okay.
let's first give praise to our listener, Ron,
yes.
who, during his first encounter with Cindy, shunned the sin of alcohol, took the righteous path of charity to feed and bathe the homeless.
I don't think they bathed anyone, Jack.
They gave him some toothpaste, which is pretty close.
Okay.
And finally, he resisted the alluring temptation of carnal pleasure.
Ooh.
Oh,
and did not
good.
Go in for the first kiss.
Yeah. Mm.
For he who takes the righteous path shall be rewarded with a second date.
Oh.
Especially if it's with a hot girl named Cindy. In this we pray. Amen.
Wow,
all right.
Thank you, Reverend.
That feels yeah. like a sermon. Same thing.
Basically, we're going to call Cindy and see why she doesn't want to go out with Ron again.
Yeah. Ron, do you think that, you know, it was pretty obvious that you weren't a super religious dude and that just isn't what she's looking for? I mean,
and
honestly, it could be that simple.
You know, we had the conversation at our first drink, and I laid all my stuff out on the table.
Oh, you did.
Oh, that's probably expose yourself.
Yeah, definitely shouldn't be putting your junk up on the table, bro.
Yeah, I mean, religious or non-religious girls both don't appreciate that.
God don't like that.
No, we're kidding. But that's good that you had that
talk. They don't like that.
We're just joking around, man. But let's call Cindy, and we'll see what she has to say. Hopefully, we can get you another date here. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Cindy?
Yeah, this is she.
Ace. Cindy.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just have a feeling she's not going to like us.
Yeah. Or that she listens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you listen to the radio in the morning, Cindy?
I mean, like occasionally, sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, is one of the stations you listen to have a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning?
I think I've heard of it. I mean, I've at least heard it like advertised, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you should
we'll
know,
take that as
big
a win.
Jesus lovers on this show.
Yeah. All of us. Your church's pamphlet.
You're Jewish, Jeff.
Still, love that guy.
He's great. Fans.
But we heard maybe you're the religious type, Cindy. Is that true?
I mean, it's kind of like personal, but I do consider myself a Christian.
Oh, well, okay. Hallelujah. Okay,
why
because
are we starting with this?
Hallelujah.
No. Work on that.
I'm practicing. I'm going to be better for you, Cindy. Yeah. But the reason that we're calling is we're trying to get a little help for one of our listeners that you recently went out on a date with named Ron.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's why we know you're religious, is because he had mentioned it when we talked to him.
Yes. It's all part of this segment that we're doing called a second date update. And Ron told us all about the evening that you guys spent together, which sounded pretty fun.
I mean, yeah, he was a pretty nice guy. Like, I mean, we got along, I guess. I don't know. I guess it was just like a little disappointing. And though in the end, like I tried to do something like really nice for someone. And I don't know, it just didn't turn out exactly how I envisioned, I guess. Like,
he told us a little bit about going to the bar and then going to the 7-Eleven to pick up food and things to feed the homeless,
that
which
he paid for.
Thought was a really cool gesture.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm glad he did that with me. He seemed a little confused at first, but I mean, he was down, which was nice.
Okay.
But I don't know. It just didn't turn out all the way how I had hoped.
Are you talking about when you insisted on waking the man up to tell him that you guys were giving him groceries? Is that what you're referring to?
Because I told him that he should have slapped the guy awake. So I was on your side.
I think we kind of thought you should have left him asleep. But
yeah.
I mean, you know, homeless people do sleep a lot. So I mean, like, you know.
Yeah. I thought about it that way. How dare they?
Yeah. How dare they? Homeless, well rested. I don't think that those are two things that usually go hand in hand.
Certainly never thought about it that way before.
I don't think that's true.
Interesting point. What was the reason?
Right.
That's what we're looking for. What was the reason that you're not calling Ron back now after the date?
I mean, I guess he just didn't seem down all the way with like what I was trying to do.
Well, what were you trying to do?
I wanted to let this guy know that we got him groceries and, you know, we did something for him and I'm trying to help the community. And I asked Ron to like take a selfie of him and this man and like of me and him.
Oh, no.
Oh, did he use the wrong filter? I could see how that would be a pretty big turnoff.
You are not using charity as clout, are you?
Oh, no.
No, it's not clout. It's like I just wanted to show the world like what I'm doing, and I want to like raise awareness for this man. Like
positivity.
You're trying to spread positivity. The man didn't want awareness.
He wanted to sleep.
He wanted to keep sleeping.
I mean, the man wanted food, and I gave it to him.
How do you know that? You never talked to him before you handed him a bag of groceries.
Yeah.
white homeless person wouldn't want like a bag of food that they don't have to do anything for? Like,
it's just like, if you want the selfie, why don't you volunteer with an organization and then take a picture of yourself at said organization and tell people to then donate to said organization?
Very specific.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like,
I do this all the time.
That's why you donate to charity?
No, but like, if you're raising awareness, you raise awareness for an organization that is trying to make an impact on the community. You don't go up to random sleeping people and assume what their wants and needs are.
Brooke certainly knows how to exploit homeless people on a professional level, so that's for sure. But you know who never told us any of this is Ron. His side of the story didn't include any pictures, so I'd like to ask him about it, because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, I didn't mention that because it didn't actually happen.
What didn't happen?
She asked me and I said no.
Ah. Why? Why would you say no? You don't want to brag about your good deeds? Selfish of you.
I think Cindy actually has a point. You know, I think Cindy's heart is in the right place. Cindy wants to raise awareness.
Thank you.
And this is a way to do that.
Is it though?
But I'm not, but it can come across as being, you know, predatory.
Predatory? Yeah, there's like a border here. Yeah.
I mean, Brooke, he's not just saying this because Cindy's super hot, right?
Yeah, I don't think that she was thinking of her heart. I think he was thinking all the stuff that's in front of her heart is probably
he's never
going
to get to touch till they're married. Yeah. So I don't know why. He's
like... Good point.
I mean, come on, Ron. You said no because it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I think people have different standards that they hold themselves to.
Okay. Well, before I offer to send you guys out again, I feel like maybe first you should, Ron, apologize to Cindy for not taking that
selfie. You're being sarcastic.
I think Brooke should apologize to Cindy.
Jeffrey is being sarcastic.
I am trying to do my job and make the love connection happen, Brooke. I will go to any lengths to make sure that our two listeners get to go out.
Jeff.
I know you don't care about love, but I do.
I mean, you know what? Like, apology would actually be really nice.
No!
Oh, okay. Yes.
Apologize for not
that
taking
would
a
be
picture.
The holy thing. Ron, go ahead.
Yes.
We are ready. We are ready to hear your
why
apology.
Why are your arms spread open wide?
go ahead, Ron.
I honestly apologize. I am sorry.
For what? And, what are you sorry for, Ron?
What's going on?
For not exploiting a man who was asleep?
Well, you know, honestly, there was no actual exploitation happening.
Oh.
And because you didn't take the
Everybody's picture. Got their own path. Everyone's on their own journey. We all get to heaven on different buses, right?
Buses?
That's
we have
true.
To take a bus.
Lex is out.
Let's take the bus journey to date number two. Because, Cindy, now that you've got your apology, we would like to offer to send you out on another date with Ron.
Well, thank you, Ron, for that apology. I appreciate it. I know... It seems shallow, and these radio hosts that are judging me through the phone think what I am trying to do is shallow.
Standing up for you is what I just did.
Exactly.
I'm trying to inspire, and I, you know, thank you, Ron, for being there with me and trying to help me with my vision.
So are you going out with him again? Are you saying yes?
Once the picture hits a million views on TikTok.
I mean, I think your heart's in the right place, and I think I'd be interested to give you another chance.
Hey, wow. Another charity.
Ron. Ron, you still up for this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Hallelujah!
Stop. What are we gonna send him down to?
Nagila, let's combine religions. We're all happy together.
Yeah, just singing from a different bus. Yeah.
See you in heaven, everybody.
I don't know. I'm getting on Jeff's bus.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know what?
Again? You're going to just stick with the music.
Do I feel bad that I put our listener on the spot there by asking him to apologize for not taking a selfie with the homeless man?
I don't know.
You
do
should.
You?
No, I don't.
Why? Oh. Yes, you did. You were I'll being sarcastic why. The whole time.
Because
and she thought you were being sincere.
Brooke, my charity to the world is hooking up regular dudes with smoking hot ladies.
Yeah,
no
bro.
Matter if they have to grovel or beg or go against their own belief system.
Dude, they're not even going to hook up, Jeff. She's super religious.
Oh, well, I don't know. You guys always say the religious ones are freaks in the sheets. Mm-hmm. So maybe
I don't say that.
I don't think
we
you
say
told
that,
me
no.
that.
I think
don't
they
lie.
Say that. Yeah.
They'll figure lie. Out you something to do for sure. And by the way, I want it to be clear. I never told him to apologize. I just gave him the avenue to do it himself.
Okay.
And you could tell just how attractive Cindy was because Ron could not have jumped on that freeway faster.
Oh.
You know, it's interesting how quickly our moral compass just dissolves.
Yeah,
in
totally.
In the face of a nice set.
I mean, I'll switch religions.
You know. I know exactly what
yeah.
I'm talking about.
Okay.
But you know what? If you would like to become our next charity case, so we could hook you up with that hot guy or gal who got away, then email the show and maybe we'll convince you to apologize with ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning. And now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.